Default and breach of contract. When a party to a contract fails to perform under the contract, that party is in default. Failure to perform is also commonly referred to as a breach of contract. When a party is in default or has breached the contract, the other party is known as the injured party. In responding to the default, the injured party has several options available. The options are somewhat different depending on whether the buyer or the seller is in default. Remedies. Buyer default. In the event of default by the buyer, the seller may have several options, which include liquidated damages. The seller can choose to accept the buyer's earnest money as liquidated damages, releasing all parties from any further obligation under the contract. Liquidated damages are damages that are established in the contract. Monetary damages. In addition to specific performance, the injured party may seek such other relief as may be provided by law. This would be an award of monetary damages by the court. Because monetary damages are awarded by the court, one never knows what they will be until the court rules. Specific performance. The injured party files a court action seeking an order of the court directing the defaulting party to perform according to the terms of the contract. Specific performance is the only remedy that would possibly result in the full execution closing of the transaction. The primary difference between monetary and liquidated damages is that the court awards monetary damages, and liquidated damages are stipulated in the contract. Punitive and compensatory damages must be pursued in court. Punitive damages punish the defaulting party, and compensatory damages are set to cover the actual injury or economic loss. Seller default. In the event of default by the seller, the buyer becomes the injured party. The buyer may have the following options. Specific performance, see above. Monetary damages, see above. Refund of earnest money. The buyer's acceptance of an earnest money refund terminates the contract, releasing both parties from any further obligation under the contract. Because this is a refund of the buyer's earnest money, this cannot be considered liquidated damages,